the rest of the story. What a celebration! Wednesday, December 12, 2001, 100 years precisely since that glorious day in the history of Italy, the day a certain remarkable young inventor, Guglielmo Marconi, fired the technological shot heard round the world. Oh, how the distinguished scientists and mathematicians of the era had scoffed at the notion. The very idea that a radio signal might be transmitted over the horizon, even across the Atlantic Ocean. But Marconi vanquished their skepticism when on December 12, 1901, a receiver in St. John's, Newfoundland, picked up three faint clicks and thus was heralded a new age of mass communication. So, it was only natural that one perfect century subsequent, the proud people of the proud nation of Italy would celebrate and salute their late great native son. Dignitaries tripped over one another, scrambling to pay tribute to the genius who one day would be remembered as that country's most outstanding 20th century inventor. We must remember that the first big protagonist of globalization was an Italian. Those were the words intoned by Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Communications Minister Maurizio Gasparri promptly seconded the praise, calling Marconi, quote, an Italian legend, an authentic hero of the global village. But Italian scientists reserved for themselves the most dramatic honoring of their national icon when from a transmitter located near Marconi's birthplace in Bologna, they beamed a commemorative message to amateur radio operators all over the world using the moon itself as a satellite dish. Meanwhile, in Rome, at a spectacular gala attended by Marconi's daughter Elettra, VIPs toasted the illustrious inventor late into the night. A long way from that blustery day on a cliff on the Newfoundland coast when just past noon, Marconi staring up at the crude apparatus on the table before him, no valves, no amplifiers, not even a crystal, when he, struggling to hear through the wind and the static, detected those three barely perceptible clicks of the letter S in Morse code that had raced on the wings of radio waves 2,200 miles across the sea. And in the wake of that momentous accomplishment, the world was forever changed. And so, as its 100th anniversary approached, the people of Italy planned unparalleled tributes to the man who had brought their nation such glory. Now, who has the courage to tell them that the Italian scientists still emulate, that the Italian children still want to be like when they grow up, that he was only half Italian? Marconi's mother was Irish. And that's not all. On the verge of giving birth to radio, the young inventor who'd be hailed throughout the globe for doing so was refused funding for his experiments in Italy. He had to complete those experiments in England. In fact, his historic transatlantic radio broadcast received in Newfoundland originated from Cornwall, England. So it was said by a better man than any. No prophet is accepted in his own country. It just may be so, now that you know the rest of the story.